show you the exact dashboard. No, so I cover personal information here. Actually, nakita niyo na yung mga products namin dito. Okay, so yan. Okay, so yung nakatakip dito, makikita niyo dyan the name of the, you know, the account. So, halimbawa, Digital Consultancy and Services LLC. And then yun dito, yung account number. So, kaya tinakpan ko. Okay? Okay, so you can see here, items. So, these are the items that you publish or you listed in the account. Okay? So, katulad nyan, this time, we have like 267 published items. So, unpublished, so these are items na we're still working, no? And then items with error, so mostly the errors are hindi siya nagko-compatible or hindi siya compatible sa listing ni Walmart, no? So, usually talaga daily, nagli-list kami ng 5 listing and then nagwi-wait pa talaga ng 24 hours before siya ma-publish. Okay? So, next. Okay, so this one naman, this is orders, you in order management. So you can see here, you know, the past due orders, orders due today. So like what I said, no, ang Walmart, they always give us like 24 hours lang na kailangan ma-mark ship na siya, no? New orders kung meron siyang bago and then past orders. Okay, so for example, like this in seller fulfilled orders, no? So for this one, we have orders due today. So katulad nito, ganito yung itsura niya. So there is that order date, purchase order, order number, status, ship by. So katulad niyan, ship by, kailangan ma-ship namin or ma-mark ship siya ng May 13, no? And then quantity, how many, you know, quantity they bought, and then the total lines, no? So kung ano lang yung line dun sa ano na, ang tawag dito sa order niya, and then the customer details or the name. Yeah, and then you can see here, if you will click that order number, so ganito siya lalabas. Okay, so nandito yung complete name, no? And like what I said, no, kaya importante din to kasi dito namin ini-email, you know, yung customer, pag nakuha na namin yung right tracking number, sinesend namin via email, no? And then this is the address, and then you know how much, you know, binili siya. And then you can see here, ayan. So, ito, very ano siya, si Walmart, UPC lagi, no? Kaya kailangan, so it's hard also kasi you need pa to convert, no? Meron kaming ginagamit na extension, no? Chrome extension to convert the UPC. Kasi may ibang, kasi in online, no? Not all listing. So, for example, like this, kung na-source namin to sa Sam's Club, in Sam's Club listing, there's no UPC, no? So, kaya kailangan i-convert pa namin siya sa UPC code, sa extension na ginagamit namin before we list it, no? And then yan, yung SKU, yung price, you know, ship method. So, tawag lang yan, no? Kung halimbawa, express ba yung gustong, you know, i-ship, no, or order ng customer, quantity, status, no? So kung ordered siya or pending pa. Na so this one, so here, so this is the part that you will add the tracking number, no? So pipili ka lang ng courier, halimbawa UPS, USPS, FedEx, and then the tracking number, no? And then meron dyan, si save na lang, and then that's it. So, actually, it's very simple, no, when it comes to ordering. Ang talagang mahirap is listing, no? So, very easy yung ano, yung fulfillment ng orders dito. So, katulad niyan, here in activity, so this you can see here, no, talagang yung kung ano yung nagawa daily ng VA, no, naka-record siya. No, so kaya nalalaman ng client, no, if you did something today or nothing, no, so katulad niyan. Okay, And then adjustments. So kung halimbawa may mga refunds or other, you know, things here for the order, so dyan siya. So this returns, you know, andyan siya. So if there's something you need to return, yan, kiklik nyo lang siya, ilalabas din yung ano, yung information ng return, no? And then dispute, kung may dispute, sa Amazon, we call it A to Z claim, no? So actually, if you can see, very simple, very basic, no? Yung ano, yung dashboard ng ano, ng Walmart. No, so the listing lang talaga ang medyo tedious. So here analytics, no? So you can see here, you know, how many sales, you know, we get, no? And like this in top department, no? Usually ito mga suggestion ni Walmart, but here is the report, no, about your sales and, you know, orders, you know, per month. And then performance, yeah, so like this, ano yung mga best performing you know, what you call this, products, no? So this really helps us, no, kasi dito kami kumuha din ng ano items na isi-sell namin for WFS, no? So I like it, no, kasi nakikita kagad namin, no, kung ano yung talagang mabilis mag-sell, no, and we can convert to WFS, no? So sa ano kasi sa Walmart parang hindi ganito eh, no? Ano siya kasi we use the product research tool, no, like SAS. No, unlike here in performance sa Walmart, they are giving you already, no, na talagang ano yung report mo monthly, you know, ano yung mga magagandang items, no? And then yeah, we experiment also in this, no, na talagang ano yung item na pwede naming i-sell for WFS. And it's real. Talagang kung ano yung nakita namin dito na performing very well. So that's the time also we get a good sales in WFS. And then here, growth opportunities. Ito naman kung ano yung mga dapat nyong improve sa listing nyo. No? So katulad nyan, if you need like ano, like a change of price also, ano yung mga dapat improved na listing, no? So yun yung mga ito naman siya in growth opportunities. And then so here, this is the dashboard naman ng Walmart WFS, no? So for this, it's like separate account, no? Pag halimbawa kinilik nyo tong manage inventory sa baba ng WFS, so that's the time you will bring here in the dashboard of WFS, no? So makikita nyo yan, there is an inventory, manage inventory, send inventory, and then the reports, no? Ayan. So you can see here, ayan, tinabunan ko na, pero nakita nyo na sa a while ago, no? So, ano, yeah, like this, no? We have, like, sabi ko nga, what are the items that selling well in our dropshipping, you know, in merchant fulfilled. So we converted this into WFS, and that's the time na talagang nakita namin that it's right, you know, the whatever gets sales in dropshipping or in merchant fulfilled can sell also fast in the WFS. Yeah, and then